Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's Super Showdown Predictions time! I'm Ollie Davis, this is the other one, Luke Owen. Welcome to this bonus Wrestle Ramble, where we're going to kick right off with this card.
Crikey, we're diving card. Right in.
Oh, there's no time to muck about here.
No time to waste.
Not down under. So we're going to be doing all of this in an Australian accent.
Oh, that is brave. That is a brave attempt.
Ah, you see, am I doing the real Australian accent that I can do, or am I making a meta joke about the Iconics?
No, I think you're doing the best impersonation of an Australian accent you possibly can.
Well, we'll never know, will we? Because I'm going to stop that now.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. We're kicking off with, for the SmackDown Women's Champion, the uber babyface Charlotte versus that dastardly wicked heel Becky Lynch.
God,
she turned on her best friend, Luke.
The crowd are just so behind Charlotte Flair, the plucky baby face that she is, that she's fighting for what's right.
Sure, they're behind Charlotte Flair. You cannot argue that.
You certainly cannot.
But what's remarkable, and you've got to give WWE credit, is that they have created an equally dislikable heel.
When she comes out, thunderous boos.
Thunderous
boos. It is deafening.
So who have you got here after that facetiousness?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was opposite day.
Oh, yeah. Psych. Bizarro land. It's down under. We're going to...
The water goes the other way.
Yeah.
I'm going with Becky Lynch.
Yes, really?
It's far too early to be taking the title off of Becky Lynch. And I think if they are going to put the belt back on Charlotte, which appears to be the plan, I think they'll probably do it at Evolution.
And you think that will be a Charlotte wins... cut it really quickly, Roman Reigns trick. Play me off, Johnny, that kind of thing.
I'm thinking it's more like Charlotte wins, locker room empties out, coronation style.
Ronda Rousey hugs her, sets up an angle based on
friends. Oh my God, because it might be like the main event of the show, and that'd be the big angle, be Charlotte raising up her title and Ronda raising up hers, setting up their match for WrestleMania.
This is going to be good.
Woo. Becky just fades back into obscurity.
Yeah. Well, you know,
stop getting yourself over.
Someone's got to face Mandy Rose. Becky Lynch has been too busy in this feud, and Mandy Rose is like, well, I just squat something. Yeah. Why not I just do some squats?
I mean, look what's happened to the Iconics since Becky Lynch stopped feuding with them.
It's selfish.
Yeah, really.
And that's why she's such a great heel.
Yeah.
So you're sticking with Becky. I'm
sticking with Bex.
I agree with you. I think now would be way too soon to take the title off of her. Do you think the plan was always for Becky to win at Hell in a Cell?
No.
You think Charlotte was meant to just plow through her, move on to someone else?
Well, no, I take that back, actually, because we said, like, the storyline made so much sense for Becky to win at Hell in a Cell. I think I just didn't think they'd ever pull the trigger on it. So maybe the plan always was for Becky to win. And like, as I said, character-wise, it just made sense for her to win there. But like, I think Charlotte can win the belt back now, and it then doesn't hurt the Becky character.
Yeah.
Like, boy, Charlotte can win it back at Evolution. She doesn't need to win it here.
I've just realized the document's locked, so I cannot put these these down. Someone else keep track of who we're...
Back up.
Someone keep track of who we are picking. Oh, it's back.
It's back.
So Becky Lynch for you. I'm also going for Becky Lynch.
Good man.
Well, now is...
Well, speaking of hot feuds.
Oh, yeah. Keeping with SmackDown. The Iconics, Billy Kay, and not versus Peyton Royce. But that will likely happen eventually.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. No, tag teams are only there in WWE to be broken up.
Oh, no, they're the best of friends.
Mm. But, of course, Australia's own Iconics against Asuka and Naomi.
That's a team that's going to split up.
Yeah, I think Asuka and Naomi have dominated the Iconics in singles matches over the last few weeks to the extent where this match is in no way interesting. And it's probably the reason they won, I would assume, is so the Iconics can go over in their home country. What am I talking about?
You madman.
I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to say the Iconics because their heels. Oh, man. I'm going to stick with the Iconics.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with Asuka and Naomi. My prediction for this match is that Billie Kay and Peyton Royce are obviously going to get a good home country pop. And then they're going to come out and they're going to cut a promo about how Australia smells, about how they're so glad they left it, how they've become iconic in America, and America's such a better country, and make fun of some stereotypes, and then Asuka and Naomi win. And then I'm guessing then, because the crowd will cheer, that the heels that have bashed this country lose. So I'm thinking it's Asuka and Naomi. Really? I was about to say Asuka needs the win, but does she? Like, I mean, you have done more than just flatten this off on SmackDown. Good Lord. She's below being flattened off at this point.
I feel like all the SmackDown matches are after each other. So next up in Wikipedia's running list is The New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. I went first for the last one.
New Day to win this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a New Day retention here. Too early to take the belts off of them at this point. And it's not like the Bar need the belts at the moment. This feud isn't hot enough for like the Bar to take the belts off of New Day. I mean, I know they're just props and everything, like, so it doesn't really matter and all that. But also, I'd, in the build to this match, it's been all Sheamus and Cesaro. Like, I don't want to like play the...
Yeah, weirdly so.
Yeah, I don't want to play the usually on the go-home show. The person that's on the up is the person who loses at the show, because that's been proven to be untrue. However, Big E beat... Sheamus beat Big E. Cesaro beat Kofi Kingston. And then this week on SmackDown, they beat up all three of them and poured pancake batter over Bootyworth. So it almost feels like New Day need to get a win here.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, I think as... on the wrong side of the annoying line as New Day have been the last month since they won the titles, really, which is weird. Because they were very much on the right side of annoying, which is to say they weren't annoying. It's a confusing metric. They have crossed over that in the last month. This hasn't been a serious feud. It might develop into a serious feud. It's a shame, really, because the SmackDown's tag division is insanely stacked. And it's not getting much focus.
No, it's really not.
It's being mistreated as well.
This match was... It was just announced. It was just like, yeah, these two teams are having a match. There was no rhyme or reason for it. It's just happening. And I wonder if that's because of the Bludgeon Brothers injury. Like, that kind of, like, scuppered some of the plans that they had. That probably, you know, they weren't meant to drop the belt so quickly. But, yeah, it's a match and it is happening.
Cedric Alexander, who is the current champion of 205 Live, the Cruiserweight champion, versus Buddy Murphy.
I'm glad you had to clarify that just in case.
Yeah, because the 205 Live champion.
There is a very small audience that watches the show that will know that Cedric Alexander is the Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still a thing. It wasn't cancelled after Enzo Amore left, like I just assumed it was. In fact, it's gotten really good.
Yeah, it's much better
now.
And
the in-ring wrestling is fantastic. I haven't seen it since it's moved to a pre-taped format on Wednesday nights on account of Mixed Match Challenge running after SmackDown. Have you?
No.
No, but no. I mean, maybe it's much better.
I haven't watched 205 Live in months, I want to say.
205 Live in that NXT 205 Live Mae Young Classic block of programming on Wednesday nights has apparently done very well on the network. Well, much better than 205 Live was, at least.
Yeah.
So, do you have a pick?
I do. Actually, although I went first, so yep. You're up, my friend.
I really like Buddy Murphy. I think his character's brilliant.
like that sort of guy who, and he has gone up against Alexander.
They had a cracking match, actually. Mm. They had an absolutely amazing match on 205 Live.
And there was one before then when Murphy was meant to get a shot, but he missed a weight. Like, that's the way they package Murphy, as this guy who's on the precipice of 205 pounds, which is, like, a really good way to take him. I think now's the time. Oh, no. No, I don't think... I think Murphy should win it soon, but I think his emotions will get the better of him once again here, and Alexander will retain. But Murphy will win soon, maybe the Survivor Series pre-show.
Yeah. I am actually going for a Buddy Murphy win. That's one of the reasons, the other reasons I didn't pick the Iconics earlier, is that they won't give both. And it's a hometown boy as well. He's from Melbourne. So I don't think they'll give both the Aussie acts a win here. But... I mean, and El Fakador talked about this in his predictions video.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems so... It almost seems like it's the time to put the belt on Buddy Murphy at this point. Also, he actually watches 205 Live, so he knows a bit more about it than I do.
Because
so
he's got that lucha background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm kind of following his lead on this. But, yeah, I mean, like, Cedric hasn't really done much as champion, apart from have some good matches. But that, which is not his fault, obviously. Breaking.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
AJ, so it looks like we Wikipedia have just listed all the SmackDown.
No, there's a SmackDown one
there. The mix, okay. So AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. No count out, no disqualification match.
It just makes sense.
AJ Styles' wife and the WWE Championship.
Yeah, Wendy's not on the line. Just to clarify, Wendy is not on the line.
Go on, your turn.
It is my turn. AJ retention. I don't think they're putting the belt on Samoa Joe here. I'm less enthused about this feud than I was after Hell in a Cell. I'm sad to say. I really liked that ending to Hell in a Cell, and I thought that was going to really build something amazing here. But I think they took a step backwards going back towards the family stuff, and so I'm less into it than I was. But I also think that AJ's retaining. I don't want to give the 2K19 reason, because I'm not sure if that really does play into anything. But at the same time, I don't think Joe's winning the belt.
It'll be the week of release. So 2K19 comes out next week. And then this, you know, I think that does, if he's already champion and that's coming out and he's the cover star.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want him to lose the belt the week before.
I wonder if AJ's going to be champ till Mania.
Yeah, I mean, definitely until Survivor Series. He's coming up to a year from when he won the belt from Jinder in November on a SmackDown episode.
In Manchester.
In Manchester, in this country. So I think he's going to pass a year at least, definitely. Which is why I'm also going for AJ. Yeah, it's... I mean, it shouldn't come as a surprise. When AJ and Joe wrestle, the stories they tell in the ring have been absolutely fascinating. The Hell in a Cell finish was great.
So good.
The SummerSlam match was fantastic. Mm-hmm. They took a feud that I wasn't really enthused about and created this whole story with Wendy in the crowd and made it, you know, so much better than Joe reading a letter on stage. When these guys are tasked with going in the ring and telling a story, I mean, they're two of the best. So it's much, much better than the WWE booking. And then it's like, that's not to say the booking is always bad, because it's had some real high points. Joe's home invasion, for example. But then there's been no follow-up, and it does ebb and flow. There's no momentum to it. Just when it starts to get good, they derail it again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, I'm going for AJ Styles.
Excellent.
Oh, someone's mobile phone has been left on.
Sorry.
This is unprofessional, and we're leaving it in. So Luke has penance. What was that ringtone that sounded like Ty Dillinger?
No, it was Faith No More,
Okay.
A Small Victory off the album Angel Dust, which is like, it might be my favourite Faith No More song.
You could have said, it's because my wife is a perfect 10.
I mean, she is, obviously, but that's not the song I had.
Speaking of perfect 10s at wrestling,
nice Brie segue.
Bella and Nikki Bella and Ronda Rousey versus the Riot Squad.
Oh, I mean, this is going to be a tough one to predict here, my friend. What are you going with?
I am going to go with... Is it out the realm of possibility that a Bella gets pinned, likely Brie, and Nikki snaps at Ronda?
It's not out the realms. Absolutely not
out
the realms.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. So, Ronda Rousey wins. Ronda Rousey wins, she gets the pinfall, and then the Bellas turn on her afterwards. Yeah. I don't think they'll even let Rousey lose to set up an angle. I know that's what they did with Bliss and Jax, but that was kind of more of a draw, wasn't it? She beat up both of them at the same time. Where is Nia Jax? What about you?
I'm actually going to go with the Riot Squad.
Are you serious?
I'm actually going to go with the Riot Squad, and me and Fakador were talking about this on the Saturday Wrestle Ramble, because you were busy doing business, that with Ruby picking up the win and getting the pin on Ronda Rousey or one of the Bellas or who have you, that sets up your next title contender for Ronda after Nikki Bella at Evolution. Perhaps there's some, like, there's a malfunction at the junction, as Mara Ranallo would say, between Nikki and Ronda, which can set up their match for Evolution. But you've always got Ruby right in the background saying, like, I pinned the champion. Like, I should be the next in line. And like...
There is no precedent for that in WWE.
Well, no. But...
That would be great. And that's how New Japan book.
Yeah.
But that's not how WWE... But it's your... Yeah, it's your loss.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's my
loss. If you want to put your match down on that.
Yeah, well, I think it also makes sense outside of the fact that once Nikki is done with, once Ronda's beaten Nikki at Evolution... Who does she face after that?
Nia Jax.
Because she's already beaten Nia Jax. So, I think.
Superstar shake-up, maybe. We didn't get one after
SummerSlam. Oh, she almost beat Nia Jax, yeah. No, we don't. You keep saying this, but we only get a superstar shake-up after Mania.
Well, there were a few call-ups. Bobby Roode came up last year. Asuka debuted shortly after.
They need to finish playing with the toys they've got, really.
You know, like... So
this is October she came up, yeah.
Okay, so Ronda has Nikki Bella after this. And then after that, you've got Evolution. There's going to be a ton of women. You know, maybe bring Shayna Baszler up.
Well, that's certainly one argument.
You go into the Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen feud. Maybe a legend sticks around. The Bellas certainly didn't go home. So why should everyone from Evolution? Mate,
you're absolutely right. But I'm sticking with the Riot Squad. But that is really blind optimism more than anything else.
The Shield versus the Dogs of War in a match that I was quite ambivalent towards, even though I like all the people involved. But the Raw Go Home episode has got me really excited for this, because I'm fascinated by Dean Ambrose and his character arc. And I'm really interested to see where he goes. And he could not turn on the Shield. And that would be fine for me. I want that to happen. I want him to keep stringing this thing out where he's being very sarcastic and mean to everyone, but he's still supporting the Shield in his actions. Mm-hmm. Judge him by his actions. But I'm going to say that the Shield win here.
I might go with the Dogs of War.
Really? Wow, we're differing on a lot of
things. We are differing on a lot of things. Although I do feel now, I was thinking about this while you were babbling on, quite brilliantly, of course, with you making your excellent points, that I've picked a lot of heels. I'm quite heel-heavy in my predictions for the show. And it is a house show, let's not forget, where... So you'd think that it would be more... It's a babyface territory, let's not forget.
It might not be.
You know,
like, we've only really had one of these glorified house shows.
Yeah.
And I don't know if... Because Greatest Royal Rumble was largely canon.
But also redundant.
But, I mean, they based Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar's feud on
that.
Yeah,
that was
the
one.
That was one thing that came out.
But that was an accident, though.
There was SmackDown Tag Team Champions made after it. They certainly... didn't stop was bringing it? Up Titus Worldwide. Yeah, the titles were vacant.
Isn't that the Raw
title? Raw tag titles because of Nicholas and Braun, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The bludgeon. I love remembering that Nicholas was a thing. Like, I thought when Nicholas happened, I was like, I'm never going to forget this happened.
No.
But I do on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get remembered.
I think
brilliant.
2 weeks went by. We actually, you and I nearly made a video about like the top Nicholas moments. And we even had... New Japan commentator Don Callis promote Nicholas. We were going to put it as part of the video.
Yeah.
Where he was talking about like wanting to bring Nicholas into Impact Wrestling and into over New Japan, like, you know, when he's ready and things like that. But yeah, we never pulled the trigger on it because by the time we'd sort of done something, the train had already left the station.
Understaffed. That's what we are.
That's what we
are. So you're going to go for the Dogs of
War.
Well,
I mean, again, but I'm thinking about this too. I feel like I'm thinking about this too logically. I'm trying to think about setting up new contenders for Roman. And you do that by having...
He's already got them. He's got Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman.
I suppose. Yeah, no, maybe...
Dolph takes the pin.
Yeah.
And Dean probably does it.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm going with the Shield. Yeah,
so Dean's allegiance to the Shield is proven for a few more... For a month at least, Dolph Ziggler remains that weak link. Strowman can feud with Reigns. Seth can feud with McIntyre. I don't know. Maybe a three-way. A three-way would be great. Seth, Drew, and Dean.
Yeah, but we kept talking about that on SmackDown with Randy, Jeff, and Shinsuke. And then poor old Shinsuke. Where's he on this card?
Back to SmackDown. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. One of the... Like, just legitimately incredible storylines that happened by accident and resumed effectively by accident when Daniel Bryan was cleared to return. And WWE have really run it into the ground by introducing the wives, reality TV segments, to the point where I don't care about this, apart from the fact that it hopefully will signal the end of this feud and Daniel Bryan can become the number one contender and he can go into a title picture, a title feud with either AJ or Joe. I think Daniel Bryan versus AJ heading into Survivor Series, babyface versus babyface, that is money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picking Daniel Bryan.
We're going different again because I'm going with The Miz. I almost feel like, I don't know, man, you want to build to that crowning moment. I mean, you want to build to it, but they've been building to it for months. The crowning moment where Daniel Bryan finally beats The Miz. And I think I talked about this in the SmackDown Ramble.
It's the third time.
No, I know, but I think you could build it to SmackDown 1000. I'm putting my career on the line because I want that number one contendership. And that's where he wins the number one contendership and finally gets that big win over The Miz. I'm going with The Miz here. I'm sticking with my heel-heavy predictions.
You are, yeah. Bobby Lashley and John Cena versus Elias and Kevin Owens. A match, again, that I had no interest in, really, whatsoever. It was just filler, apart from to see John Cena's sixth move of doom in an actual WWE event. No, he debuted it in China.
Oh, this is the skating thing?
Yeah, just that weird... I can't even remember what it looks like. I just remember it being totally ineffective. but yeah, this go home
John
segment.
John Cena offense looking ineffective.
Know, right.
Come on.
Yeah, he's really changed. but that segment in Seattle, seeing Elias and Kevin Owens play up to the crowd.
Yeah, but dude, like that, it's one town.
I know.
Like they're never going to get that level of heat again.
I know, but
because you can't make a Supersonics reference in every town you go to. It only works there.
Yeah, I wonder what they can say to Australia.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to get that level of heat because, I mean, maybe...
They're rowdy. The Aussies are rowdy. You go down to Clapham Walkabout on a Sunday afternoon and they are mighty drunk on weak beer.
Yep. These guys won't be at church before they head here.
I'm going Lashley and Cena.
Yeah, so am I. Going with the super team of Lashley and Cena. A never before pairing, I believe they're being advertised as.
Wow.
Cool.
And Triple H, I mean, in what must be the main event, really.
This has to be Triple H.
With Shawn Michaels in his corner versus The Undertaker with Kane. One of the best built matches of the year.
Yep, 100%. Even
the segments where Undertaker or Shawn Michaels kind of goes a bit rambly, they save it by the end of the segment by having either a killer line or someone walks out. It's been remarkable. I wish they did it with the rest of their roster. Who do you go for?
Can I make my...
Sorry, you go first for once. Yeah,
I'm going to make my bold prediction. I'm going to say Triple H wins. I think Triple H wins here to set up the tag match at Saudi Arabia. That's my prediction.
You don't think a...
I think Shawn Michaels, like, costs Taker the match.
Or a DQ.
If this is the main event, I don't think they'll end in a DQ.
They've been billing it as the last time ever.
Yeah.
So, and they wouldn't go back on that. So Triple H and The Undertaker But it has to have a kind of clean finish. That is so Triple H.
It doesn't have to have a clean finish.
Well, that is so Triple H to go out and getting his wins back.
Getting his wins back, yeah. Oh, it's the most Triple H thing ever, really. That's the other reason why I think he's winning. Is that he could be like, well, eventually I did win.
That's right. You can eventually beat Shawn at Survivor Series. Fine.
Yeah.
I still wrestle, guys. I still wrestle every year.
Yeah.
Yes, I am also going to go for Triple H then.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.